truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Bernice Jones. Her website is lifeguardianfoundation.org, and it's kind of amazing to me that some of the most indoctrinated people regarding this procedure and this whole idea of organ transplantation is the medical industry itself. I've talked to people who are nurses and other professional people, physical therapists and whatnot, and they are absolutely, totally on board with the idea that people should donate their organs without ever thinking about the process. And there are people who actually work in the industry, and they do know what they're doing. For instance, a nurse who is working as a heart transplant nurse would certainly know what she is doing. A doctor who is a heart transplant doctor certainly would know what he is doing and the implications of what he is doing, correct?
Yes. But a lot of times this is how they do find out. I have medical journals that explicitly, they go into detail about how revolting it is for them. You know, can you imagine? You're a nurse. You work in ICU. You care for people. And even if they're unconscious, you speak to them. They know that the hearing is the last to go, even upon death. I mean, they talk to them. They bathe them, and they're checking on them. They're very attentive, loving people. Now somebody's declared their patient dead when alive. And I have read their words. I have read the words of a doctor, an anesthesiologist. And you can find this. Her name is Dr. Van Norman. She's an anesthesiologist that writes about what she saw. And it's pretty horrifying for them to be in the medical field. And them in their hearts, most of our doctors and most of our nurses would never do anything harmful. They're good people, but you're right. Unless they experience it, see it, they don't even know that it's in existence. They go to medical school, and they're told how wonderful it is. And goodness, their church tells them how wonderful it is. Everybody has been indoctrinated, which is another part about this that I wanted to be sure to mention, is that they have studied us for years. They have studied the churches. They have, you know, it reminds me in Scripture about the false prophet Baal, and the enemy came to him and bade him, open up your mouth and cursed God's people. He takes money and goes, okay, no problem. He opens up his mouth, and three times he blesses them. That didn't work. So the man came to him and offered him more money. Said, well, this will work. He said, you teach me everything about God's people, their religion, how they eat, what their social life, everything, so that I can come in and work within and take them down. Oh. And this is exactly the tactic that they have used. And they have studied us. And early on I was told by pastors, I have asked about this, you know, well, the OPO, Organ Procurement Organization, would send out in their field, people to contact the churches. Can we come in and after your service, you know, can we have a room and talk to people about organ donation?
Oh, my gosh.
So people would come in. Now, these forms that I saw one, and these forms, they encourage them to write down their name, their family's names. Now, do you work? Well, write down the name of your company and those people, you know, so we can get all these people to contact. So they actually did come in into the churches and into the institutions, and goodness, now they're getting instructed in schools. There's instruction programs in the schools. There's instruction programs in DMVs. So we are indoctrinated that these things are wonderful. And unless you truly, and you know, it made me feel a little bit better to hear that a lot of people in the medical field didn't even know. It was through experiences that they had that they were so repulsed with. And being in the surgical theater, I have read about what they have witnessed. I mean, they are witnessing the killing of a human person, very slow. It took over four and a half hours to excise Brandon's, Brandon's vital organs. This is a long, tedious thing. The whole time he's on a ventilator, he's being monitored. He was given a perilous drug, but he's also administered an anesthetic. But halfway through, they withdrew the anesthetic. And then after that, all hospitals have contracts with tissue banks. So they came in and completely dismantled him piece by piece. And they already have places where they sell. They have these subsidiary companies that they do research. And there's so much money into that alone. So hospitals are making tons of money. And they are reimbursed for donor care. This is the pre-care of the transplant.
So they are
reimbursed by the amount of $4,400 reimbursed for the donor care.
So, oh,
I mean, 4,400%, I meant, not dollars.
44%.
445%. I had to look at this. Okay, so this is big money. So they're not going to turn away books like this.
Of course
but
not.
They can't. The federal government has mandated it. They can't. I've read articles where in ER rooms, can you imagine? Here our good doctors in ER, the vultures are hanging around, and they are literally trying to protect them, but they can't. Their patients on a ventilator needs to be cared for. Now here comes the organ procurement agent, and hospital staffs within the OPO. They have training. It was called the Organ Donation Breakthrough Collaborative. And so they were certified and trained. Hospital staff were trained so that everybody could work, they called it a huddle, to be able to wrap around the family and be all inclusive and warm and fuzzy. You know, that designated requester of ours, we thought that she was a part of the hospital staff. She had nothing on her that said anything about organ donation, and trust me, nothing could have been further from our minds. We hadn't even thought of organ donation. The only thing we could think of was keeping our son alive. So it is a very well orchestrated organization, let me tell you. And you know what really bothers me? If you want to turn him in, if you want to go after him, that was my mistake. I couldn't do anything about Brandon's staff. I wanted a lawyer that would go after them with me. Let's stop this enterprise. I had no idea that they had impunity. To date, there has not been one transplant surgeon or anybody in that field that has been prosecuted because they can't prosecute them. You can sue them for damages for the loss of your loved one, and this has happened. But they have all the money in the world, and so what? They keep right on doing it. None of them are held to any form of lawful repercussions. They have full impunity.
You did something that not too many people do, is that you had a critical thinking mind, and you backtracked and you looked into the records, you ordered Brandon's medical records, you investigated, you looked into what happened to him. Most people, most families, accept the authoritarian presence of a doctor who says, your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife is brain dead, and then somebody else comes along and you want something to come of your loved one's death, and they just get swept along in this movement. But you did something that not too many people have done. You sat back after and you looked at it, and at the time that this occurred, and he shot himself on September 24th, 1999, he was 16 at the time, and you were traumatized, your family was traumatized, he was swept up in an ambulance, and they knew in that ambulance, those technicians knew where to take him. They knew, because of the digitized records, they knew that he was an organ donor, and that is their sole purpose when they picked him up. When you saw the ambulance coming, you thought, oh, good, help is here, help is here. Oh, thank goodness, thank God. And that's not what happened. And
it was 40 minutes after the accident.
My gosh.
I'm saying, where is the ambulance? Where is
40
minutes. In every case, there's a delay. Yeah, I blamed it on myself that I wanted my son to go to a level one hospital. I was always told that's where they take care. They've highly trained medical personnel that knows how to handle trauma. And I blamed myself. I held that against myself for a long time until I learned that it was already in the works. The minute that 911 call went in, the gears were turning. The all of the people that are involved with the emergency system were charged to find out if Brandon was an organ donor. They were charged to turn him in that way. So that was in the process. But what happened with Brandon happened so quickly in the hospital. I've read so many times that. That people would be with their loved one. They were seeing them every day. There was this process thing. We didn't get to see. I didn't see Brandon from the time he was pushed into the ER. And I begged to see him. I begged to be with him. My family hadn't joined me yet, and they wouldn't let me. And afterwards, they shoved us into this room to wait for the surgery. That we had to scream for. My husband had to stand up and demand it. They weren't going to do anything for him. So as I looked back, if I had been of sound mind, and I tell you, everybody who listens to me, don't ever go to a hospital in trauma. Call your friends. You get on the phone and you call absolutely everybody you know to surround you, to be with you at that time, because you can't think. I never knew what the word trauma meant, but this is what I saw in the face of all my family. We couldn't think. We couldn't think right, and they take advantage of it. They have been trained to take advantage of that time. And it's just so unbelievably wicked. But this is what happens. And that's why it was so important for the government to step in and impose the OPL in there, so that the doctors wouldn't have to be, the doctors wouldn't have to be talking to the family about organ donation. So that, you know, the staff, in the hospital, they're all trained, and everybody just acts like, oh my goodness, they're doing everything they can. But it's all a very well orchestrated propaganda from the beginning to end.
And during that hospital, during that ambulance ride, Brandon was aware of what was going on. His head injury was, it was a 22. It was, mm-hmm. he could have lived. It was not fatal.
No, but that's what they wrote in his records immediately. Fatal, because they saw him as an organ donor.
Right.
In entry into ER, they wrote down, fatal. When the doctor came out to us, who was a neurologist, he said he was brain dead. Well, that didn't make any sense to us at all. And he told us that he was on a breathing machine, which is the ventilator. And, you know, to us, well, Brandon's alive. Help him. You know, and that's when my husband stood up and demanded for help. Yes, on the way to the hospital, minutes from the doors of ER, Brandon is using his left arm. It's put it right in there with purposeful movement. He is fighting them. They're trying to intubate him, and he's fighting that. And so they gave him a paralyst. And
they paralyzed him in the ambulance.
Yeah, they paralyzed him. And
he knew, didn't he? He knew.
He could hear what was going on. I was alone with. I was driven by the an EMT fire district. From the fire district. I was there alone. I couldn't leave my. I left my daughter there alone with the friend that was there at the time, and I was driven over there. Well, the whole time, there's the radio communication going on between the hospital, between the ambulance, and between them. Brandon could hear all of this. You know, he could hear all of this.
And he was in the ambulance, and he could hear what they were saying. And now Brandon was a unique, wonderful, lively, intelligent, wonderful young man.
He really was. What he's been remembered for is his genuine love. I have never, ever met anybody to date that is loving and as kind as he was. And of course, you know, I can say that about my son. But let me tell you, after his death, and I still have this huge box of all of these letters from parents, teachers. We ran a small business, and so we would send out Brandon to get oil or get whatever. And we received letters from them. You know, that we met your son. I mean, he was just a genuine person. And the only thing that I can hang on to is my faith. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt Brandon is in heaven and that I'll see him again. But I don't want people to have to suffer this. I don't want people to have to suffer in hospitals as an organ donor or families to suffer. This should not be happening. And if there is a will and a way to stop this evil, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying. I'm going to spend the rest of my life talking.
Okay, we have to go to a break. Be right back.
Okay.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Bernice Jones. Her website is lifeguardianfoundation.org, and we're talking about Brandon. And it's hard whenever you do talk about Brandon. It's just very difficult. And I think that anybody that's had children, has children, can relate to how you must have felt and the pain that you've suffered and that the family has suffered. And I just applaud you and love you so much for what you're doing, because you didn't have to do this. You don't have to keep talking about this, and you didn't have to create the website. And you're the only one that's doing it. You and Dr. Byrne are really the only people that are doing this. And Dr. Byrne has testified before Congress, and you've had the website up for how many years?
I opened the website. It was The Life Guardian in 2005, and Dr. Byrne and I came together in 2007. He's president, by the way, of Life Guardian Foundation, and what a faithful soul he is. He is the epitome of when I speak of good physicians, first, do no harm. And as much as I have suffered with losing my son, Dr. Byrne has suffered in watching his beloved profession disintegrate. And he has done absolutely everything. He's a faithful Catholic man, and he holds tight to all of the teachings of the church, despite everything, and stands to guard her against these lies. And I have met so many wonderful, wonderful doctors, and one in particular who Dr. Byrne had many conversations with, and I have to tell you this, and now his name just eludes me. Oh, Alan Schumann, Dr. Alan Schumann, a neurologist, and head of the University of L.A., a pediatric. He's also a pediatrician then. And he was sucked right up into the brain death theories. That's what he was taught. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Byrne, he had long talks for a long time, and then he saw the light. He wrote a scientific apologetic, which I probably have read 25 times, just because, see that great big bright light come on, and he just burst with truth, with very, very knowledgeable, and it was just amazing. This kind of a thing is unheard of. So, but I met many doctors that I went when I went to 2009 to Rome, where the conference was held, and these men have just genuine hearts, pure characters, and they taught me so much about the simplicity of the truth of brain death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so simple. I've said so many times since that it's so simple nobody gets it. You know.
Right.
It's supposed to be this huge scientific thing that nobody could understand, when in fact it was all a lie. They just conjured this term so that they could get some legal means to kill people for their organs. So it's been quite the journey. I do want to tell you, it was about a year after my son died, and a friend of mine said that she wanted me to meet somebody. I met this precious woman who had suffered 7 surgeries. And she had, I forget how many times that she had a liver transplanted.
Oh, my.
But her last surgery, they said that there was nothing that they could do. They couldn't give her any more immune suppressant drugs than they were giving her. They put her liver in a net, a metal net, and tied it, secured it to her her rib cage, because it was literally trying to push itself. Her body was trying to eject it, push it out.
Oh, my goodness.
And how she suffered.
Okay.
I hugged her, and we cried together.
Wow.
I mean,
okay. I'm sorry, we have to go to a break.
Okay.
But we'll talk it up when you come back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Mm-hmm. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Bernice Jones, and you were telling us about this woman who had so many liver transplants, and they actually put a metal frame around her liver? Is that what you...
A net.
A net, okay.
They
a metal
was,
net.
Hook it to her rib cage.
Gosh.
Because she said her body was wanting to push it out.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's... And I want to say, too, there was a couple of lawyers that I did talk to along the way. I'll never forget them. They were very compassionate, but they would not take my case because I was so dogmatic. I knew that what good would it do to go, and knowing what they explained to me, you don't understand, Mrs. Jones, we can't do anything. They have impunity. They have tied the hands of our good physicians, good lawyers. I mean, they have done so much in our legal system to keep this thing going. And this latest endeavor of theirs is horrifying to me. To think that they could ever accomplish this, but that's how much power they have.
And in such a relatively short period of time.
Well,
relatively
kind
speaking.
Of, sort of. as you know, everybody should read her book. I will never forget reading that in the little town of Yakima, Washington, I think it was in 1910, they erected a health department. There wasn't one at that time. So they were building this empire that took over 100 years.
Oh, absolutely.
And the transplant
Medical
industry,
Association?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. And I was boggled to see Merck, the pharmaceutical company, in the latter 1800s. They are the pharmaceutical company that does everything for transplants. The American Medical Association, later 1800s, they were the ones that wrote the fake irreversible coma paper at the Ad Hoc Committee of 1968 without any references whatsoever, except for they took out of context something that Pope Pius XII said, and he was dead. He was dead at the time. They rubber-stamped it, like the Pope had agreed, when I have so much on the teaching of the popes. It's like they do cherry-picking. Pope John Paul II.
Oh, sure.
Saint Pope John Paul II, excuse me. But they did cherry-picking so that they could advance their agenda. It's a horrifying thing to think that they would take such good people after they're dead and try to use them to advance their sickening evil agenda. And it really angers me. I'm Catholic. So the teaching of the doctors throughout the centuries, they suffered. Just like Dr. Burness, he doesn't call it suffering, but I call it suffering. But he's standing in a position, and as many others are as well, and they're not going to let go of their profession, and they're not going to let go of their faith. And Dr. Byrne, I have to insert this too. A lot of people don't know this, but he gets calls in the middle of the night. He goes to Europe. He goes to California, whatever. He gets a call. He's bought his airplane ticket, and he's on his way. He does this without any pay. He gives up his time, his profession, and everything about him, every day of his life. And he's done this every day of his life. Mm-hmm. And it is just absolutely amazing. And another bright spot in this, I want to say thank you, Washington State citizens. You rank as the number one in all 11 designated service areas for the Organ Procurement Organization of having the least amount who have signed up to be organ donors. So the word has gotten out there. I was thankful to hear that. And then what I really want to tell everybody right now is get on the horn. Call your senators, your state, your congressmen. You start talking to your pastors at church. This is our calling as God-fearing people. To speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves, but for everybody listening, to get out there and do this, because something in this report that I laughed. I was just, thank God, I found something to laugh about. But they are afraid of the media. Absolutely afraid to death of the media. And I had to do a little bit of research on that, too. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Belmont reports. Now,
no.
Okay, these are documents that go all the way back. All of the living human medical experimentation has been recorded. And in the 1800s, one doctor writes that, and this is consecutively through history, so I want everybody to hear this. It wasn't people within the medicine that exploited these awful people. It was good people in the media, and at that time there was only the newspapers, and they were exploiting things that were going on, and they are scared to death of truth. They do not want this truth to get out. So I just beg of everybody listening, do absolutely everything within your power to spare the lives of these innocent, helpless, vulnerable people. And because they're looking to, like I said, fill these organ hospitals and keeping them for long-term living human medical experimentation against their will. And what really bothers me is that they can hear. In some of the documentation that I've read, there was a paper that said that most all of the organ donors lamentate when they're going in to have their organs taken out. That word means cry.
Oh.
And there's nobody in that room
that
will give them any mercy. Nobody. And for these, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know, Deanna. They don't know this truth. And they have been deceived. But let me tell you, when a transplant surgeon opens up the cavity of the organ donor from the thorax, the throat, down to their pubis, saws through the bone, the chest bone, opens up that chest, and they can see a beating heart. They are not deceived. They know exactly what they are doing. And they must have a conscience that's, like the scripture says, sealed, as though sealed with a hot iron. And when that was written, was clear back in the iniquities, when slaves were being, they would brand a slave.
Right.
And if somebody was bleeding profusely, well, they didn't know what to do, so they would cauterize. They would actually take a hot iron and cauterize. And so that's the reason why God uses that, to think that your mind could be branded with a hot iron to where you couldn't even think. You didn't have a conscience. So we are called to not get angry and not ever to have anger, but to pray for these people, that we might heap coals onto their heads and give them a conscience. And that's my prayer all the time. It was about 5 years ago, or maybe longer, that I read about a transplant surgeon that left the field, and he started speaking out.
Oh,
he's
really?
Yeah, and he hasn't written any, you know, journal about this, but he has spoken out. And 18 years ago, after I lost Brandon, I was blessed to speak to a doctor who was renowned in cardiology. He started the New England Transplant chapter of the Organ Procurement Organization. Well, you know, he just thought this was the thing, you know, it was awesome. He was never involved in organ transplantation, however. Here he was, the head of a very prestigious organization, so he thought, and saving lives were absolutely wonderful. But one day he was called, because he was a cardiologist, to look at this young man who had been in a motorcycle accident. He was absolutely appalled. He took all of his vital signs. Here's this young man who's on a ventilator and was injured, but otherwise was a very healthy young man. And that is when he found out what organ donation is all about. And so he left the field completely. And from that point on, he kept writing about it. And I was blessed to been given a piece of paper. His last words were about the organ donors. He wrote about, he was so sorrowful for them and had prayed for this horrible thing to end. So I have to tell you this too. Don't thank me for speaking out, because let me tell you, I came into this kicking and screaming. I'm doing it because I promised God I would. I told him I promised that I would do everything that I could for the rest of my life to stop this evil. But it's not like I raised my hand with, yippee, I'm gonna do this. It hasn't been at all that way. and the hatred that I've endured from people. I mean, wow, it's, they have been less than, you know, the people that have come alongside, but it has been really hard to deal with. And it's been hard, to be not allowed to come into places of worship and to warn our, you know, to warn people about it. Because there's such a political, it's so politically construed there. You know, they don't want to get into this subject. They don't want to ruffle on each other's. And so that has been probably the hardest thing on me, is to have that door shut of truth, and to let this thing continue to go on. It's extremely painful for me. But God has his way.
Anne Louise Germain de Stael, she's a French author, and she said, "Search for the truth is the noblest occupation of man. Its publication is a duty." And that's what you're doing. And if not you, if not Dr. Byrne, if not good doctors who have left the field and then have talked about it, nobody would know. And if people hate you, it's because they're ignorant and indoctrinated. But what you're doing is a very humane, wonderful thing. And it's an obligation that you have accepted because of your own experience, which is, makes it even more difficult. Because your heart is in this in such a way that other people who haven't experienced it, certainly doctors who have participated in heart extraction and whatnot, they must have a great deal of guilt. And maybe they're provoked, or their guilt gives them incentive to talk about it. But your family was victimized, and so it must be, I know it's a difficult thing for you to do. And I love you for doing it. You're just you're doing the right thing. there's so many things that are involved. There's the HIPAA law, and we were told how much it would help, that everybody could, that the people who could access our records. Excuse me. For instance, if we went on vacation and got sick, that if our records were digitized and everything, that we would have help immediately. And there's so many laws now that are really used against us when they're presented to us as something that will help us. And
there's 14 ways that the government, which is, you know, and the hospitals, I mean, there's a lot of people involved in this, that they can take your information without your consent and utilize it. And organ donation is on that list. So, and that's how it works. Something else I better mention, too. Everybody needs to look to see who their organ procurement organization is in their area. Make sure that you document it with them that you are not an organ donor. And then, you know, get a hold of Life Guardian Foundation. You can just go to the contact and get a hold of us, and we'll get some the documents that you need to carry, directions to protect and preserve your life. But I want everybody to know that the way the system is, they have a very sophisticated system, tracking system. They can track you all over now. In this system, your name, everything about you.
How do they do that? They get you in the system, you're digitized, and
right.
Then how
it's
do they...
It's a database that's opened open. I mean, even you and I could get onto this database. The names are stricken, but they have everybody on this from birth to death. The problem is that from state to state, you could do everything to sign up against being an organ donor. You can carry your cards. Once you cross the state line, this new law made it very clear, you're not protected.
Oh.
Yeah. So if anybody out there is listening to me that would like to help develop a database that we could protect ourselves, that we could actually have our own database of protection.
Okay. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Bernice Jones. Her website is Life. You were talking about a database, and then in the next hour, I want to talk about the booklet that everyone really should have. It's just a very comprehensive little booklet that has and comes with the cards that people need to have. But tell us your thoughts about a database.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Tell us about your thoughts about a database, that we need to develop our own database of people who do not want to be organ donors?
Well, it'd be wonderful. You could contact this database and say that, you know, hey, I live in Washington. I'm vacationing or visiting relatives in Florida. Alerts, there'd be an alert system. Or, you know, the problem is that you end up in a hospital, you have no defense. They've constructed this so that, actually, with this new law, the only provision you have is if you're going to a hospital that is lesser than a level one. Because one, it's not going to help you in the donor hospital. You know, once you've been declared neurologically dead, or cardiopulmonary death, that's another one that they're using.
Right.
So you have no safeguards whatsoever. So what we don't want to do is get declared brain dead for sure, but you want to be able to I'm sorry, my husband is rattling things in the background here.
Sorry. <That's> okay.
And he's distracting me. But we need a database so that as we go from one place to another, we could have our cards and state that. And I don't even know if that's even a potential, but it is, the way I look at it, it'd be a way to have this database for those of us who do not want to be an organ donor.
Right.
And could have some safeguards.
Right.
But let me tell you, I'm not good in IT at all. I'm just thankful that my computer works when it does. So,
well,
anyway.
The resources that you have at the website, lifeguardianfoundation.org, one of the resources that I really highly recommend is the booklet. And this booklet includes 5 brochures and directions to protect and preserve life. The brochures are facts about being an organ donor. Number 2, do your organs belong to the government? Well, the government would like to think that that is true. Number 3, make an informed decision. Number 4, manipulation of beginning and end of human life. Number 5, Catholic teaching on death and organ transplantation. And then it has directions to protect and preserve life for the power of attorney for health care. Okay, we'll pick this up after the top of the hour, and we'll take your phone calls in the next hour. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.